We're back, bitches. I was like, is it going? I was so confused.
Oh my god.
Okay. Did you see everyone's camera like, Jackie, hurry up, say something?
I was like, wait, is it going?
Hello.
Okay. Hi, welcome to Just Friend Zone. I'm Kevin.
I'm Jackie.
I'm Josh.
I'm Damien.
So yeah, we are back, as Jackie so colorfully said. We took a short break and it was good for our, I wouldn't say mental health, but it was good for us to you know, take a step back and reevaluate. You know, we took a break with season one to season two, so we were on the same thing with season two to season three. We're noticing some patterns and trends in our own scheduling, so we're like, yeah, let's just keep it going. Why not? So by the time this episode launches, you know, it's going to be a funny whole, like, we're just repeating patterns. But anyway, what's everyone been up to, I guess, is the question we should all start with. Obviously, we took a break around Thanksgiving, so I guess starting from there, who wants to start us off?
I've gained 7 pounds since then. Happy holidays, everybody. Happy post-holidays. Just ate a ton of food, had a ton of fun with family. Got some gifts I wanted, got some gifts I didn't expect. So, yeah, I had a great time. What about you guys?
Can you talk about the gifts you didn't expect?
No, I don't want to get into it.
Why not?
I just don't want to get into it.
Yeah. Give the man his privacy. I'm sure we all got gifts that were less than what we expected. Or not less than, but just not what we expected. I'll say, this isn't less than what I expected, but I definitely didn't expect this little Lego thing that Jackie got me.
I spent
like
a whole hour making this because the instructions were not super clear, by the way. It would just be like, oh, you're going to need this part. And then it was like in a bag, like somewhere not with the main stuff. And I was like, why wouldn't you just put everything in like bags where everything needs to be together? You know what I mean? But it was not like that.
Instructions
weren't super clear. But
it's from China.
It's all good.
My apologies.
I could tell. The instructions were in Chinese.
You had to translate.
I texted every picture to my friend who speaks Chinese and she translated it for me.
Wait, for real?
No.
Oh, shoot. I thought you were legit for a second.
I was like, you know there's an app for that, right?
No. Anytime I see anything in Chinese, or like I think it's Chinese, I take a picture of it and I send it to her and I go, can you read this? And she'll always send me the translation. So, yeah.
Good friend.
So yeah. You can actually have someone you do this with, but you didn't do it for this specific Lego set, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, that's because she was in China over the holidays to visit family. And she hadn't been in China for 3 years, so I was like, maybe I should just not bother her, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For the one time.
Yeah, one time. But I did send her a picture of something, and I was like, hey, I don't know what this says. And it looked like it was instructions for, like, taking care of a thing that I'd gotten as a gift over the holidays. So I was like, okay, like, I kind of need to know what this says before. Like, you know, it's like, so I sent a picture, and then... she has iPhone, so I was expecting the text to be in blue, but it was in green, and so I was like, this girl blocked me, like, what happened? Yeah, like, what just happened, like, what? And then, like, she didn't respond for like a couple days, and usually she responds like pretty quickly, so I was like kind of confused. And then when she responded, she was like, oh, like, sorry, I just got back from China. And I was like, oh shoot, I know you were still in China. So yeah. But yeah.
What else did you guys do over the holiday break?
For me, I feel like it happened last year too. I feel like I didn't eat enough during Thanksgiving. Like after I finished my Thanksgiving festivities, I was like, I feel like I didn't eat enough.
Didn't get that turkey coma?
No, I didn't. I think it's because I have like two houses. Or three houses to go to in one day. I literally only eat a little bit of each.
I was gonna say you went to like two or three different houses. How did you not eat enough?
I don't know. I love Thanksgiving food. I guess
the fear of making her eat too much made her eat exactly less.
Maybe.
I feel like I would always just overeat. Because then, like, you know, you do your first portion where you're polite and you want everyone to have a bit. Yeah. And your second portion is when you, like, really load it up. Yeah. I feel like every time I do the second portion, I always have, like, leftovers because I got too, like, greedy. But, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I guess I wouldn't be able to eat three meals.
I never do that. My first plate is always loaded just because I know there's always going to be leftovers. It's Thanksgiving. So I just, like, freaking pile on. And I'm like, I'm not... Sorry, like getting all the good stuff while it's warm, you know?
Yeah,
Thanksgiving was fun. We did have a little friends miss. It was a great time. It was like a potluck. I like yummy food.
Jackie, we don't talk about friends miss.
I'm talking about the food. Okay.
The food was good. The food was good.
There was good times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
good gifts. I think the gift sharing was actually like one of my favorite parts because.
Well, of course, it was your favorite part because you got like nine gifts. You got a whole Santa bag worth of gifts.
Hey, don't get mad at me for it. Get mad at Sunny, dude. Like, I don't know why you did that.
He's not invited next year. All right, I want him as my secret Santa.
Okay, so listeners, for context, we had a secret Santa for our friend group, and. Like the cap was like 50, and then Sunny, he did message me. He was like, "Am I able to get someone more than one gift?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure." Me thinking like, "Oh, he'll get more than one gift under the $50 limit." Like it adds up to 50, but instead he just gives Kevin like a whole bag full of stuff. He was like Kris Kringle that just walked into and just spent time with us. But yeah, no, Sunny is always generous and he's a great guy.
Of course,
Kevin would have that opinion.
Well, no, okay. I thought because I was gonna point out that the way we did the Secret Santa was a lot of fun because we obviously, you know, like we're a small group, so it's not like it's like it could just go by really fast if we're just like, oh, I had this person, blah blah. But we did the whole thing where like the person has to start describing their person, and everyone has to guess who it is. So I think we all had a lot of fun with that, just kind of being like, oh, like I think like you know, not everyone knows each other as well as everyone, you know what I'm saying? Like everyone knows each other's different levels. Hmm. And like, you could tell with that one where it's like, some people would just be like, oh, well, they're Asian. Like we're all Asian. You know what I mean? Like, so I thought that was fun. But yeah, I think the gift thing, like, dude, I don't know, man. Like, I was just like, I'll just put some random stuff up. Like, you know, like, yeah, someone can get like one or two of these things, and I'll be happy. And Sunny got me literally the whole list. I was like, bruh, this is like easily like minimum $200 worth of stuff. Like, and he was like, yeah, it wasn't that much. And I was like, no, I saw the prices. What do you mean? I put it on the wish list because I saw the prices. He's like, no, it wasn't that much. Trust me. And I was like, okay, dude. So I was like, now everyone.
Oh, I was just going to say, Sunny's just a super generous guy. He just loves going in and doing out-of-pocket things, whether it be out of niceness or out of other ways.
Yeah, no, for real. I love Sunny. Yeah, and he is a really nice guy. And I think he's one of the funniest guys I know. I think we all experienced that. He's a very funny and, as you said, out-of-pocket guy. So, yeah, you know, we'll have to bring him on the podcast sometime and see what comes out of his mouth.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh God. Just kidding, I love you, Sunny.
Josh, how was your holiday break? What did you do?
I also gained a lot of weight. I had like a weight loss competition with my friends, and then I kind of gave up near the end, and then I like gained 10 pounds right now. So I got to start going back to the gym soon.
Didn't you and Kevin have that football tournament also?
Yes, we had our football tournament. We don't talk about that.
Wait, why don't we talk about it? I had a great time.
Kevin was a stud, and that's it. Thanks for listening, guys. Yeah, we had a football tournament. It was fun, kind of. Let's just leave it at that. Kevin could talk about how great he was, but I'll just leave it at how it was for me.
I mean, I would just say, I mean, for context, it's like a church flag football league, so it's not supposed to be the most competitive thing. It's mostly supposed to be kind of like, you know, everyone's supposed to be friendly and have fun, but it, as, you know, sports things become, it just becomes more competitive and people can obviously get a little upset with each other about it, and that's fine, you know? I did have a lot of fun. I'll just leave it at that. I don't want to get too like braggy or anything. So I had a lot of fun. That's
okay,
all.
Okay, you got like 7 sacks. Okay, we get it. Okay, he's a stud out there. I got injured. You know, I bruised my chest. I was out for like a month. Yeah. But yes, we had that. Christmas was okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Christmas okay. Last year I got COVID, and then this year my whole family had the flu, so it was kind of like last year where we couldn't do much because everyone was sick. Yeah, I think it was cool. I think just getting time off and kind of get to like rot at home and do nothing was pretty cool for me. So
nice.
I like to have a couple of those kind of days just to kind of like refresh and not really do much, but yeah, that was fun.
That's good to hear that you're getting back into the gym, though.
I'm trying. I went back 2 weeks ago, and then I got sick, and then I'm trying to go back soon. We'll see. And then, yeah, that's basically it.
I mean, I guess, like, yeah. I mean, the big thing for me that happened is I moved to LA.
Oh, yeah.
Again. against my better desires, I really did not want to move to LA, but it's just, this was where the job was. And so, I wasn't willing to commute all the way. If it was like, this is what I told people, if the job was at USC, I would have been fine commuting. I would have been willing to do that because it's not as bad, but I'm all the way in West LA. And so I was just, no, thank you about that. But yeah, so I'm in LA now. It's not that bad, to be honest. But I don't know. Again, I'd just rather be in Orange County. I miss my friends. Peter doesn't listen to our podcast, so I'm not going to bother shouting him out.
Josh, that's catching strays, right?
Hey, Kevin. So I had dinner with Sonny today, and Kevin and Peter caught strays, and Peter's not going to hear this or whatever. But Sonny's like, yeah, we really need to figure out a day to go to LA to hang out with them. And I was like, nah, let's just cut him out. And he's like, yeah, let's just cut him out. So they caught strays today, so I mean,
whatever. That's cool. Yeah. Last time I talked to Sonny about it, he was like, dude, it's not happening until like March. Yeah. I was like, that's fine. Like, whatever.
He's like, we really need to find a day. I was like, whatever, dude. I was just there last week, like last weekend. And then he goes, let's just cut him out. I was like, yeah, let's do that.
Just kidding. Yeah. We love you guys.
It's all good. But yeah, I think, other than that, I moved to LA. As far as holiday things go, I don't really do a lot of the holidays, you know, like you guys know, I don't really spend time with my family that much. Mm-hmm. And this year was no exception. I would have gone up to see my brother and my mom, but my mom went to Florida. And so I was like, I don't want to go see my brother just to see my brother. So, yeah. So instead, I just spent I spent New Year's Day with Amanda and her family.
Nice.
And this is how I feel like I know her parents like actually like me, is that it wasn't even like her asking her parents like, oh, can we have him over? It was her parents were like, what is he doing for New Year's? And she was like, oh, I don't know. And then they were like, invite him over. And I was like, so then they were just like, oh, he's probably not doing anything, so just bring him over. And I was like, I mean, that kind of hurts that you guys are right about that, you know, like I wasn't doing anything.
They were like, you listen to me, you listen to me good. You get your little tush over here and spending it with us now.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's cute, though. They include you.
Yeah. And I think obviously Amanda's told them a lot about my situation, you know? And so they know that I don't really spend a lot of time with family. And so they want to be able to bring me into their stuff. And I think it's really cool to see it. It's just a different side of things that I've never experienced before, like Japanese-American traditions around holidays, you know? I think when you're more used to like a more Asian leaning type of holiday celebration, it's like, it's really cool because you see all like the family stuff and all the Vietnamese things, right? And like the Korean way of doing things, but then like the more Japanese American way is very different, for lack of a better word. But yeah, it's cool. I mean, we got to see a F-2 bomber or like a stealth jet, and I guess like it hasn't been seen in a while. We just saw it fly over, and then
a B-52.
I think that's what it's called. But I just know it was flying over like for Rose Bowl, and then her dad like ran into the house because he was outside like smoking a prime rib, and he like throws the door open. He goes, "Guys, there's a stealth jet!" And then so like we're like, "What? Okay." So like we walk out, and then he goes, "Dude, this just made my whole year."
It's like the year just started.
Yeah, he was like, "Oh, you guys don't know how happy I am." And then later, I saw a meme on Instagram about like, guys just want one thing, and it's to see like a stealth jet fly over. And then I sent it to her, and I was like, "Is this your dad?" And she goes, "Wow, what timing!"
It's not very stealthy if you can see it, though.
That's what I was saying, but I think it's like meant to be stealthy as far as radar. Like, it doesn't get detected. So
it doesn't get detected. Did you hear it pass by? Because I would imagine like that's also part of it is that you can't hear it pass by. So unless you're actually looking up, maybe you never see it. I'm not an aviation guy, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember hearing anything, so probably not. But yeah, it is pretty obvious to see because it's black.
Yeah, yeah.
But like the sky is very blue, so
yeah, it's good a point. Shadow of something.
Yeah, it's Superman.
It's a triangle in the air. What is that?
Yeah, that's a big bird. That's a big bird right over there.
Big old raven. Yeah,
nevermore.
Well, a little Edgar Allan Poe reference there. But yeah, I think that's it. I don't think I did much else. It's just been adjusting to work. But dude, it's just 3 straight weeks of training. Well, I'm getting so tired of training.
I don't know if you've said, Kevin, that the reason why you moved to LA was because of
for work.
Your new job.
Yeah, I have a new job. It's just a more, I don't know, in-depth is the right word. But it's just a more elevated role than I had before. I'm still working in research and doing all that stuff. So just getting my hands into more projects, I guess, is the big thing. And it's UCLA. So, you know, obviously more experience is always better.
Don't try to sound too excited about it.
He just doesn't want to flex, you know. He's like, yeah, I work at UCLA.
He's just trying to... It's trying to be like a humble brag type of situation.
It's not that bad, you know.
It's just UCLA. Yeah,
good not colleges. Just
UCLA.
You guys are haters.
We're hyping you up. Oh, we're hyping you up.
I had a couple of resolutions, not like New Year's resolutions, but just stuff I wanted to do. One of it was to talk less on the podcast. So that's why I'm trying not to spend too much time talking about myself.
Let's see how long that goes. Yeah. He's just gonna be like, "I'm busy all the time when we record." He's like, that's the only way he doesn't talk.
Well, I realize that like what happens a lot is that I'll go on like side tangents with like stories or like things that I thought about. So I'm just trying to do that less.
I actually have a couple of resolutions myself too. I actually want to try to learn to play the piano since I have one in the living room and we just. Never, it's just been there for decoration for the past year and a half, so I would like to try to use it. And then hopefully that way, like, that's something I could bond over with my daughter if she takes up piano also. And I would like to improve my gut health because I am tired of how my stomach hurts every day, really. Like,
oh no.
Kayla scares me all the time as a nurse. She's like, "Colon cancer's on the rise." I'm like, "What the heck is colon cancer? And I don't want it. Put it back wherever it came from." So, yeah, she like it's starting to scare me. So I'm just trying to take my health a little bit more seriously in that regard. Because, you know, no matter how much I look good on the outside, if I don't feel so good on the inside, it's not going to matter. So, you know, yeah.
I mean, what did you say? You said you gained 10 pounds, right?
That was during the holidays before. Hey, the resolution had to come from somewhere, Kevin.
I mean, I was just going to say, you know, you already gained 10 pounds. So I feel like you're already looking a little like melted ice cream, you know?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to our new segment. We're roasting Stop Amy.
Leave the poor man alone. No.
Is this burn like or say- heartburn? I don't know.
I would like to say it's 8 o'clock right now too, so
something Andrew said is that my jokes are very efficient. Like, yeah. I don't waste a lot of words with my jokes, and so I guess that's an example of times when it's pretty efficient.
I am very much the opposite. I tell very long-winded stories, and Kayla usually says, "Tell me a story so you can put me to sleep."
Jesus! Wow!
We'll be in bed, and she'll say, "Honey, I'm tired, but I can't fall asleep. Tell me one of your long-winded stories." And I'm just like, "Okay."
That all is right. So funny.
Wow, I think that's a backhanded compliment, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's not wrong.
He's like telling the story. She's knocked out, and he keeps going.
He doesn't know when she falls asleep.
Dude, straight up, I bet.
Shoot. Oh man, he's made fun of himself.
Yeah, you don't understand. I've been made fun of my entire life. Like, it's just, I am the butt of a lot of people's jokes. Happened with my siblings, happened with friends growing up. Like, this is no different, really.
That's true. Quentin did say he's better than you.
Hey, he can't defend himself here, so you can just say all you
that's
want.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
No,
that's
no,
true.
No, no, no. That's my brother. That's my brother.
Catch some strays, Quentin.
Yeah. No. He's better at me than some ways. Not all the ways, but some ways.
True. No, I think that's just very obviously, you know, a case of people have their strengths and people have their weaknesses. So
yeah. You know, like the fact that he's like over 6 foot, like it's totally not fair. I can't call him little brother anymore. You know, just
so sad.
All right, give him a round, please.
All right, so shifting gears, Josh, you wanna? How about we move on to the segment of our what is it? Our relaunch episodes where we talk about what changes we're gonna bring on.
What? Why me?
Because I'm trying to talk less. So oh, man.
You're the one that took the notes in the meeting.
All right, here I'll bring up a thing and then you can elaborate on it. How's that?
Well, I mean, I would like to say we didn't take 2 years to come back like last time. So that's
one change.
That's a positive, right? We came back in 3 months, so we good.
Yep.
We don't have a new guest, another host. We're keeping the four hosts this time. That's consistent. All right, back to you, Kevin.
Good recap, Josh. Good recap. Well, I'd say there are some changes that are going to be obviously more noticeable, more front-facing. For example, we're going to I don't remember if we said we're going to take out the rapid-fire questions and replace it with this thing.
That was supposed to be a surprise.
Not a surprise no more.
All right, we'll just start over.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we discussed it as a group, kind of. We just really like the conversations we had with our guests, and more than having something that we want to kind of just ask quick random questions, we want to have a little bit more of a thought-provoking questions. So we decided to kind of get a little bit more deeper. We are just friend zone. Yeah, we can have fun and mess around, but we also, like, you know, really enjoy the time we hang out and record together. So we kind of want to get deep with each other. And yeah, we'll probably mess around and laugh and do stupid stuff together, but it's also kind of like, you know, get our brains a little bit running and thinking and stuff. So
Yeah. To Josh's note, like, the idea behind that is we still want our conversations to be freeform. We still want people to feel like they can chat about whatever they want. We just want it just a little bit more structure, so that way we can kind of give people some actual ideas to talk about rather than just talk about random things all the time. Too much of anything is a bad thing. So we just wanted to incorporate something new and something a little bit different that we can all participate in, as well as our guests.
Yep. All part of the changes.
Mm-hmm.
There's also going to be different guests. Obviously, you know, I don't think we repeated any guests from seasons 1 and 2. Did we?
No.
I don't think so. Okay.
Damien. But
Damien just became a host, though. But we are going to have new guests, and I think we're going to keep the same vision for our guests, which is we just want to bring our friends on to talk about their stories, to share their stories with us. And so one thing we're going to do is make that process a little bit more structured. We don't want to go into it with just like a, yeah, just come on the podcast and talk about whatever you want to talk about. But we're actually going to like, this is going to be more back-end stuff, but we're actually going to have them like fill out stuff and, so we can be prepared in advance. Another thing is we are recording through a new medium. Yes. And I don't know enough about it to talk about it. So if Josh would like to.
Josh, take over from here for sure.
He's trying to make me talk the whole time. Damn.
God.
So, you guys probably can't see this, but Kevin's cat is sitting on his chair right behind him. And it's just, she's just sitting there.
I'm losing it. It's so stinking cute, but I'm losing it. This is...
Somebody take a screenshot. This is... Look at her. She's so majestic.
Oh my God.
Chilling right now.
What a goddess. What a goddess.
Sansan, recording. Can you get off, Kevin, please?
I have two cats and they never do this. This is hilarious.
Oh man.
She wants his attention.
Oh my gosh. This is atypical cat behavior.
But yes, going back to our changes, we are using a different platform to record. We got some feedbacks, and when we're editing, we kind of see like the quality of the audio dropping and stuff. And so we wanted to see what we can do to invest and get the best quality out as possible. So we're trying this out. I don't know how it's going to sound until we start editing. So we'll see how it sounds because it's our first time recording. But it's cool. It's going to be a lot of changes. I'm pretty sure they'll see it, but some of the social media stuff is going to change a little bit, which is going to be cool. Please jump in, somebody, please. I'm nervous, okay? We haven't done this in 3 months.
It's only been 3 months. What do you mean?
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I don't know if I reveal this, but... Well, whatever. They're gonna see it anyway. You're gonna see our faces instead of our little logos. So we kind of have to like not be bum looking. So not the whole episode, but just like, our clips and stuff. We're gonna have our faces in it, so that way it seems like we're not fake people. And yeah,
fake people.
Well, we're not
AIs.
That's true.
As much as you would like to imagine us as our chibi icons, have an opportunity this season to be able to see our faces, our facial expressions, see the way that we laugh, our little mannerisms. So there's a lot to look forward to just in that aspect alone, using this new software that Josh recommended, which is Riverside. So you know, very popular.
Shout out,
dude, come on, man. Bro. We're not sponsored.
This new software program.
Called Irvine.
Called Irvine. Oh my god.
Oh shoot. We can't afford Irvine, bro. Come on.
True.
It's called Santana.
It's called Santana. Yeah. I think in terms of not like hard goals for the podcast, but also I think soft goals. One thing is we want other people to be leading the discussion. You know, I said that one of my goals was to talk less on the podcast. And one way we're going to do that is that I'm not going to be the one introing us every time. So get used to somebody else telling you welcome to Just Friend Zone, I guess. That's going to be one thing. So be prepared for that.
This sounds so sad. It sounds like Kevin's like, I'm trying to step away from this thing.
I tried to quit, but they wouldn't let me. No. But in the same vein, I think one comment and feedback I got a lot was Yeah, when Jackie's on the podcast, you guys don't let her talk. So,
all right.
Yeah,
I gotta. She just doesn't talk. It's not our fault. She just doesn't talk. Okay.
I have stage fright, so I try to speak when I can, but sometimes I have a thought, but then you guys keep going and then change the topic, and I'm like, okay, never mind. I'm not gonna say it. But I am shy when it comes to like speaking out in like a public setting, since this is considered a public setting. We're not the only ones here listening to this. So I do get a little shy. But as I said in our last episode of the past season, I would like to talk more. I just need to force myself to.
Yeah.
Just tell Kevin to shut up.
Yeah.
That's mean.
Hey, you're in like a new, like, you know, you've changed a lot when we play games and stuff. So like yelling at people and stuff now. So
the only reasoning is that I feel like I can be more vocal now, but also Damien eggs me on to be toxic.
Yeah. Be toxic, Jackie.
Just like during the episode, just be like, I have something to say. that way, like, it's just like, oh, Jackie has something to say.
No, because I'd just be laughing at myself. Like, that's so out of pocket for me.
Be out of pocket.
Raise my hand so I'm called on.
Oh dear. Alright, this is getting chaotic. How's everyone feeling?
What?
Cool, thanks guys.
How do I answer that?
I don't even know how to answer that.
Like, what, like cool. I feel hot, like tired, like I'm okay, like, you know, it's a long day, like what's... How do I answer that?
Here I was trying to just put a little calmness into the... I felt like Damien was getting a little too hype out here, so...
I like it. Like, I like hype Damien. I like this.
I don't like it. He's too loud, man.
It's better than his long stories. I'm sorry.
I feel like this is just like, oh, this is what's new, but we're also going to roast Damien on the side.
I feel like this is, you know, it's a what's new for the podcast episode, but at the same time, it's being delivered in a way where it's still us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Kevin did tell me last time, Amanda said, yeah, they just like roast you on the podcast. So we got to have a new target, right? So it's new season. So it's Damien's season, right?
You know, it's still considered a Kevin. You're still roasting a Kevin.
Just talking about Kevin.
Yeah, we don't consider you Kevin. Come on.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
But I also think we're just excited because we haven't recorded, you know, in like 3 months. And so just like, yeah, we hang out and like have fun and play games or whatever, but we don't really have time to do this. So it's good to see you guys again to record. So
yeah, I completely agree.
I would agree. I'm like kind of tired, but yeah, I think like Josh is saying, when we do hang out to play games and stuff, but it's different than, cause when you're playing games, right, you're not really like focusing on talking to each other.
Yeah.
But yeah, like this is nice. Like when we had our meeting to like talk about what we want for season 3, I was like kind of dreading it. But then once we got into it, I was like, oh, this is nice actually. So
yeah.
I don't know. Like, yeah. I don't know about you guys, but for season 2, I think we talked about like the burnout from season 1 and stuff, right? And I'm actually really excited for this season. You know, I think we hit our strides last season and kind of like really got to really find the identity of our podcast in a way. Like, I feel like season 1, it was more of this is, you know, is getting the ball rolling. But I feel like last season it was kind of like, hey, we found our stride and this is what we like and this is kind of something we want to do. And so I don't know how you guys felt, but when we kind of had that meeting, I was like Kevin said, I was dreading it a little bit, but I got actually more excited and like, you know, we're investing like in the new stuff and like we're really catching the stride. So I'm excited.
Yeah. But then Damien always builds Stride Breaker, so.
My heart and sword for Demacia.
Freaking nerd.
Hey, it's not a Just Friends Zone podcast episode without a bad joke here or there. You know what I mean? So.
Why do I feel like Jackie's just going to be like, she's going to start talking more, but more like zingers. Like, she's just going to be like,
just some one-liners.
I mean, hey, I'll take anything. I'll take it all from Jackie. Okay. So, okay, out of context, that sounded pretty bad. Okay.
I was going to say that.
All right.
All right.
Honestly, all right. I wasn't thinking that way until you said it. So,
strap in, ladies and gentlemen. Strap in.
Strap in or strap on?
Oh, hey, I didn't go on. You did. You did. You did.
Oh, he said no. It. He oh, said no. It. Wanna, oh, shoot.
I want to roll retired.
Whose man's is this?
LA changed him.
LA changed him.
It's the LA water. It's the LA water. You guys don't know.
He's like, new year, new me. Who dis?
Oh, God. Yep. That's how it be.
But yeah, oof. I mean.
Never mind.
Should we wrap it up here, or do you guys want to do the question of the day?
Let's do a question of the day, but let's do it. Let's start with a not as serious one.
Question of the day, light.
Yeah, light. A question of the day,
rapid
light.
Fire questions. Let's go.
I think something that, like, you know, we could have a little bit of fun with. Okay. I mean, obviously, like, all these can be, we can have fun with all of them, but yeah, I'm gonna go with what was your favorite school lunch growing up?
Ooh,
calzones.
They had calzones.
You had calzones.
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
Yeah, calzone day. I swear to God, like, I don't know what it is. I've never had a good calzone ever since. It was just
interesting.
It was just the way that the cheese and the ground beef just hit. I don't know. Yeah, that. And the, like, birthday cake brownie, whatever they had, with the white icing and sprinkles. Did I just have different lunches than you guys?
I had those, like, cosmic brownies that are in a box and bag.
Damien got that white privilege in high school.
I know.
He got the nice brownies.
Kevin, you and I went to the same high school.
That's what I'm saying. They didn't offer me any of those brownies, dude. They saw Damien, were like, oh, he got that white privilege. Let's give him some of the nice brownies, you know?
No, it's because, like, all my life, my parents were divorced, so my mom was, like, a single parent. So I was able to qualify for the free lunches. So I got a lot of, like, the free lunches and just was able to get really whatever I wanted. It wasn't until senior year where my mom decided to actually marry my stepdad legally and everything was no longer free. So I enjoyed it while it lasted.
Wait, question. For your guys' high school, did you guys have, like, carts with rent, like, different foods, or you guys had to go to cafeteria and stuff?
No, we had carts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had cafeteria.
Because I know Kevin and Damien and I were in the same district, so I don't know if it's like the same place that gives food to us or not. But
no, I grew up poor.
I think within the district, it's the same like level of quality in terms of like everyone gets those little carts.
Mm.
But I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't know much about in terms of like maybe like there's like funding.
I thought we still had a cafeteria, Kevin. So I thought
we did have a cafeteria. Yeah, we had both.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you guys have breakfast burritos during passing the second and third period breaks?
Not that I remember.
I don't remember that either.
I remember cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, cinnamon rolls were a thing. Yeah, at our high school. Yeah.
I did not have those.
Cinnamon rolls and wash it down with apple juice? Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or the chocolate milk, dog.
Like, is it just like high school lunches or just school lunches overall?
I think it could just... I mean, yeah. What's the question, Kevin? Is it just...
However you want to interpret it, to be honest.
Did you guys ever get those, like, smiley face, like, fries?
Yes.
Ooh, the little potatoes. Yeah. Those I ones? Do remember the. You put the ketchup over it?
Ooh. Yeah.
I remember
Josh's
that.
Face.
It's just so crispy on the outside, but it's so soft on the inside.
And then I don't know why, but like that grilled cheese and like that orange clear bag. I don't know why it would always smack for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the Smuckers, the Uncrustables.
Uncrustables.
We got him. We finally got him.
Josh is like, finally something I can chime in on. I'm saying my favorite right now.
Yo, like, Uncrustables hit different, dude.
Like some stuff that I've had in school lunches, I kind of want to try ordering it as an adult.
They have Uncrustables at Costco.
No, not Uncrustables. Those I mean, like, just best. Certain stuff. Like, I remember there was, like a teal or dark blue juice pouch that I would always like. It's in, like, the carton.
That or, I'm like, not familiar with.
Those, like, triangle ice creams that you squeeze out of, and it's, like, still, like, thick cardboard. Like, you peel it off, and it's either, like, grape or cherry.
You had ice cream at school?
This is very different. It was
not, like, ice cream, like, milk, but, like... It was like a frozen treat.
Like frozen, like flavored ice?
Yeah, I guess.
I didn't have that.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
I did try ordering a calzone as an adult, and it ended up being too big and too much dough. Like, I was like, it's not enough filling. And I was just like, I tried like capturing, and this was like a year ago. It was like recent. I was like, I tried recapturing a part of my childhood. I was just like, this is not the same.
The magic was lost.
It was.
You know what I'll say is I remember for our school on Fridays, they always had fried chicken. I don't know if you remember that, Damien.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, every Friday they always had fried chicken. And the reason for that was because we were right down the street from a KFC. So then on whatever they didn't sell by Thursday, they would donate to the school for our lunches. So we always had fried chicken on Fridays. But it was obviously a day-old chicken, but it was still like, it was good.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Wow. Yeah,
and you could get it with your free lunch because I got it for free lunch. So
I'm pretty sure I got it and I just didn't pay attention then. So
maybe. And the square pizza. You guys remember the square pizza?
Oh, yeah.
Square pizza was pretty good.
With the sausage, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It hits different because I feel like the sauce was in the cheese. Oh, it's different.
From my high school, we had Pizza Hut every day. So, like,
what?
Yeah, in the cafeteria. It was weird. We didn't have like a real like cafeteria where everyone can go to eat lunch. So, we had little carts everywhere. And then, like, throughout the whole school, and then people just couldn't pick up lunch there, and whatever they had is whatever they had. But the cafeteria where like you can eat always had Pizza Hut. And so, but the best part of the Pizza Hut was whatever they didn't sell that for the day, they would have it in the morning for breakfast. But then, for lunch, they only give you one slice of pizza. But for breakfast, they give you two slices of pizza.
That's so heavy.
It was the best. And it's like they kind of bake it more. So like the crust gets super crunchy and like hard. I don't know.
They were really favorite. Trying to dump it, huh?
Yeah. But then we had like breakfast burritos during the second and third period stuff when we had like a 10-minute break instead of the 5-minute break. That was like my favorite thing. Like over lunch, everyone would just like run to the carts and then just get breakfast burritos. And it was maybe that's why I love breakfast burritos so much, because I ate it like all the time in high school. But yeah,
it all comes from somewhere.
Dude, it was so good. They had like a chorizo one. Oh, that was my favorite. Dude, it was so good.
Now I just want to make my own breakfast burrito.
It's easy. It's not hard.
But then my sweet tooth comes out and I want pancakes and syrup.
Okay. This is a side tangent, but Dunkin' Donuts has this thing where it's like a pancake taco. It's like a breakfast item. It's a pancake taco, and they put egg, cheese, and then sausage or bacon, depending on which one you want. And they just kind of fold it.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, it's a whole breakfast wrapped up into a little thing. It's small though. It's like the size of like a street taco. So honestly, it's not worth it.
I'll make it at home.
Do they give you syrup?
Yeah, they do. Cool. They give you syrup, ketchup, and salsa in case, like, for whatever you want it with. Yeah. But now I want breakfast food. Damn.
Nah, me too. Damn.
We always do this. We always talk about food. Damn, I'm hungry, bro.
This is how you know it's the same old fools.
I mean, we love food. I don't know what to say. We do love food. It's just so good.
Yep. This is what Damien's got to say his famous line.
Friend zone hangout? We got it! I mean, we all hung out at the football game.
That's true.
What football game?
When they came to see us.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, at the football tournament.
Josh doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, we don't talk
about it. That's why he didn't remember.
Just like how we don't talk about friends missing, how we all hung out then.
I was going to say, that's the last time we hung out, right?
Yeah.
The friends miss?
Yeah.
In person? In person. All of us, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or us four, at least.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't seen Jackie since friends miss, basically.
Yeah. I mean, and you think about it, only a month ago.
Yeah, and the next time we'll be at my baby shower.
I'm excited.
It seems like, even though it was a month ago, it seems like a long time ago.
It seems like a long time.
You can't say a month ago. Whatever, who cares?
It's fine. No one believes that we're recording these, like, you know, like, we're trying to be responsible.
We record every other week, bro. Just to release it on the same day.
Yeah.
Like, at first, I was like, oh, Kevin's moving to LA. Now he can, like, feel what I feel being, like, an hour away from my friends. But then Peter's, like, close, so that doesn't count.
Yeah.
That doesn't count anymore.
Yeah, Peter's close, but he's not available.
Yeah. Well, Peter's, like, 15, 20 minutes away. If there's no traffic, closer to 15. Yeah. But it just depends.
Like, when Josh told me he was getting dinner with Sunny, I was like, it must be so nice to be able to just hit up your friend and be like, you want to go get dinner?
Mm. Well, you know, you could experience that if you move to Orange County.
Or LA, then you can hit up Kevin.
Or LA.
Yeah. Definitely not LA. I cannot with the traffic.
You know, it's funny because if you were still working in Little Tokyo, this would be much better.
If I was, yeah.
Yeah. It's fine.
I still want my breakfast for dinner.
Do it.
I haven't eaten dinner yet.
Dude, pancakes, like fluffy pancakes with some syrup and butter sounds so good.
I got off work and had, like, girl snacks.
What's girl snacks?
I had kettle cooked chips, Flamin' Hot and jalapeno, and then I had a mozzarella string cheese, and then a cheddar cheese.
Just cheese?
Yeah, like a cheese stick.
Okay. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, man, just the cheese.
But now I'm like, food.
Shall we call it here then?
Yeah, let's call it so Jackie could go eat some food.
Yeah.
She's hungry.
All right. Do I do the outro then? All right, fine. I'll do the outro.
You can vote for whoever you want, bro.
I did the intro.
So that means Jackie did the outro.
Okay, yeah, Jackie, you did the outro. You did the outro, Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
See you later, bitches.
That's perfect. We'll see you guys next episode.
All right, see you guys.
Peace out.